Welcome to Theory of Pets. I'm a passionate pet owner with a drive to help others like me uncover the truth about the pet industry and what goes on behind the scenes. If you tuned into this podcast, you probably have a puppy or a senior pet or dog that you're working on house training and you're looking for more information on pee pads. If you just happen to be listening to Theory of Pets or random podcasts and you've stumbled upon this one, it may seem like a strange topic to discuss. A lot of people think pee pads are all the same. That actually couldn't be further from the truth. There are different sizes, different styles. There are disposable and reusable pee pads. They're made with different materials. There are pee pads made for different purposes, different types of dogs. So there's actually a lot that goes into selecting pee pads for your pet. And I also wanted to discuss pee pads because I think this is a dog product that really kind of gets pushed to the side that can actually be a really great tool for a lot of pet owners. They get this stigma. People think that, you know, if they use pee pads with their dogs, it's kind of the anti-house training device. It's teaching their dog to go in the house in a certain location. And if used the wrong way, that absolutely can be true. But if you actually use pee pads the right way and train your pet to use them, if you have a dog that is capable of holding their bladder and their bowels and you're going to be able to house train them, pee pads can be a tool that you can use to help make that transition from when your dog's going in the house to when they're 100% fully house trained a lot easier on you and on your dog. You don't want to constantly be yelling at your dog or scolding your dog for peeing on your nice carpet or your hardwood floors or urinating in areas that he's not supposed to be. If you can get him while he's having to go in the house because he's in there for long periods of time or, you know, little puppies are just going to have accidents, whatever the case may be, if you can get them a spot where it's okay for them to go, it's safe for them to go there, they're not going to get in trouble for it, you know, it's just a place where they can go if they're going to have an accident in the house, that saves the shame on them. It saves the trouble and the hassle on you for the cleanup. It saves the odor and the smell getting down into your carpets, your furniture, wherever the accident might happen. So it really makes that part of training easier. Pee pads are also a godsend if you have a dog that for whatever reason can't get outside to go to the bathroom. Maybe you have a senior pet with mobility issues. Maybe you have a senior pet who has incontinence issues or any dog that has incontinence issues. Sometimes those come up in younger dogs as well. It may be a case of where you live. Maybe you live in a high-rise building in the city and you can't get your dog right outside when, you know, you notice that he's sniffing around for a place to go. By that time, it's too late because it's going to take you 15 minutes to get downstairs and get outside to a place where he can go to the bathroom. Maybe it's a scheduling issue where, you know, your dog can't hold it for the length of time that you're away from home working. So there are lots of different scenarios where pee pads are very helpful for both pets and owners. And today I was able to speak with my friend Lisa from Bark. They have created a new pee pad line recently that they've released, and they sent some to me to test out, which I've done on our website, topdogtips.com. You can see that review on those pee pads and kind of what makes them different from other products. But Lisa's also here today to talk more about pee pads, how to use them properly, when to use them, and give you some more information about the new product that Bark just released. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. It is a pleasure to have you on today. If you wouldn't mind, I know a little bit about your background, but if you could just talk to the listeners and let them know a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in the pet industry.
Well, I basically got into kind of like doing more things with pets and doing more things with dogs in particular after I adopted my first dog. And I started volunteering with the organization that I adopted my dog from. And then I started working at Bark about 5 years ago, coming to the company because of my interest in dogs in the pet space, and also because they were current at that point looking for content creators, and my background is in content originally, and so came onto the team as a content writer, and then from there transitioned from content and social media into a more social impact and advocacy role, where I work a lot with nonprofits in the animal welfare space, and doing that have learned a lot about how rescues and shelters are run, and having to do a lot of training to rescues and shelters, particularly when it comes to dog behavior.
That's fantastic. And I think any of us that are listening that are pet parents, that's such an honorable position to work with rescues and groups that rescue animals. That's really great.
Yeah, it definitely has, you can see the immediate impact, which is really, really nice.
So one of the biggest things with shelter animals that I hear from people often is that whether it's a puppy or an adult dog, they're not often house trained. And sometimes it's because they were never house trained. Sometimes there's a little bit of a regression because they've been in a shelter and in a kennel and, you know, not used to going in and out regularly to use the bathroom. So today we're going to discuss potty training and pee pads.
Yes.
Yeah, and a lot of people kind of frown on the idea of pee pads. They think it trains your dog to go to the bathroom inside, but there's really a lot of different uses for pee pads. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I would say that whenever you get a new dog, whether it's from a breeder or whether it's from a rescue or shelter, you have to kind of give them a little leeway when it comes to house training because they're in a new environment and they're not used to your routine yet. So a lot of times I'm like, for the first like week to month, is they're still adjusting to you and you're still adjusting to them, especially when it comes to schedule. When it comes to training pads, I understand that people don't like to use them because it can sometimes interfere with the dog's speed in learning to then transition to going outside. I think that it's still, though, a very good alternative and a good product to have, especially if you're, say, like raising puppies or have a dog that can't quite go outside because of all of its shots. Or conversely, when dogs are a little bit older and they might start having some continence issues, having them trained to go on a pad, especially if the dogs also at the same time have joint issues and maybe can't get outside so fast or go up and down stairs so much. Having them pad trained is at least allows them to be able to relieve themselves and not have accidents everywhere all over the house.
I think that's really important to talk about too, because sometimes dogs that were house trained now for a health reason can't always get up and go to the bathroom outside. And sometimes they feel like they're doing something wrong by going in the house. So having that alternative of the pad training, you know, it gives them a place to go where they still feel like they're being a good dog and doing what you want them to do and, you know, not feeling like they're doing something wrong by going in the house.
Exactly. And really, like, you can even place it, like, in an area that is, like, as close to outside as you can get, like, whether it's in front of, like, this is for, like, older dogs that have had house training and maybe can't hold it as long anymore. For puppies, the strategy is a little different. In the cities especially, I've seen, like, in urban areas where you're living in, like, higher-rise buildings or in, like, apartment complexes and don't have access to a yard or are able to go outside easily, a lot of people do pad train their dogs because at least when they're super young, at that point, you're not always going to make it when they're, like, say, 8 to 12 weeks and really can't hold their bladder. So at least if they're pad trained, it is training them to go in one specific area of the house. And then as you start transitioning outside and they can hold it for longer, some people I know have like started to bring the pads outside. You could always also, if you are okay with it, you sort of like put like a little grass or something on the pad so that they get used to going on a surface that does have a little grass on it at the same time as a pad, so that transition isn't so kind of like abrupt.
Yeah, that's a great tip. And, you know, putting like a little dirt or grass, something that smells like outside, so they sort of get used to that before you just make them or expect them to go outside all the time. That's a really good tip.
Yeah, and especially because, I mean, and when it comes to the city, at least, it's a very distracting environment. And so, and like, usually when they get outside, they're just like, what is going on? So it can take a little bit for them to get it. And a lot of it is about timing, honestly. But, you know, it's kind of, to me, a good thing to have in your back pocket. I foster a lot of dogs. And pretty much all the puppies are pad trained, or we work on the pad training, just because we really do want, so not, first of all, not all of them go outside yet consistently because they don't have all of their shots. But I don't also want them going all over the house. And if I combine pad training with crate training, it teaches them at least when they're out of the crate, I let them out, it's still them coming out of their space to go to a certain place. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you touched on, I think, the main reason that people will use pee pads to begin with. It saves your stuff, your floors, your furniture. You know, if you can have a pad, obviously we'll talk in a minute about some of the features of pads that you want to look for. But, you know, if you have a pad that's waterproof and it's not going to leak, you're not going to have to clean carpet. You don't have to worry about it leaking down into, you know, the padding underneath your carpet or the padding underneath your flooring and just making that smell that we all know when, you know, a dog's gone to the bathroom in the house.
Exactly. And I know, like, a lot of people don't consider it always kind of the best thing to have around the house, from like an aesthetic perspective, I would say. But I will say also, a pad is great for if your dog can't go outside yet because they are too young and you are training them to house train. At least you know exactly when they're going.
Yeah, very
you'll
true.
See it on the pad.
Yeah, and, you know, it helps you get to know their schedule. I think people who haven't owned dogs before, that's kind of a big question that I get. And it really depends on the particular dog and the size and the breed. But, you know, it helps you if you see that your dog's using the pad, say, every half an hour, or as they get older, maybe they can hold it for an hour and a half to 2 hours. You know, that will give you a little bit of a good idea of how to judge how often you should be taking them outdoors to use the bathroom.
Exactly. And it can, like, at least you can, like, and this is going to sound kind of gross, but as people who have dogs, they kind of get used to this really quickly, of being able to examine the contents of their eliminations and be like, huh, why is that so colorless? Or, huh, that it might be a worm in their poop, and be able to kind of, like, catch health reasons really quickly.
Yeah, and that's important to note, too, if your dog has a health condition or, you know, sometimes when they're sick, they might have diarrhea or other symptoms mm-hmm. where it's helpful to have the pads around. But also dogs with chronic health conditions, sometimes, you know, like kidney disease, it can help you to keep track of how often they're going to the bathroom, what it looks
exactly.
like, you know, and help without having to follow them around outside and take samples all the time and all of that.
Exactly. You get, like, a very quick visual of, like, exactly what it looks like.
Yeah. And so, obviously, pee pads are not all made the same. I know a lot of people think when they're shopping, like, one pee pad is going to be about the same as the other, but they're certainly not. What would you recommend people be looking for when they're shopping for a pee pad for their dogs?
Well, first of all, I would say it highly depends on how big the dog is and how old the dog is. So first thing normally people look at is size. Like, is this a big dog or is this a smaller dog or a puppy? Another thing I tend to look for just personally, is if they have, like, I like the ones that have, like, activated carbon charcoal, and the ones that kind of, like, either have, like, an attractant or sort of a scent, a neutralizer, I would say. Because it tends to cut down on the smell. The charcoal is really, like, more absorbent, at least, but that is not me from a scientific perspective saying it. That's just me from anecdotal perspective saying it. I also like ones that are non-slip. I don't always like the ones that have adhesive on the back because sometimes the adhesives don't stick, and then sometimes the puppies decide to, like, tug of war with it, either way. And if it has, like, an adhesive on the bottom, sometimes it makes it more fun for them for some reason to play tug of war, I don't know why. It's just something they do. So that's why I like the ones that don't slip necessarily, but aren't necessarily going to be like sticking to your floor. And then anyone that I would say gives a basic instruction, because a lot of people don't necessarily know how to pet train their dog. And so if you have one that does come with even the most basic of instructions, I think that's kind of like a huge leg up, because you're learning how to use the product at the same time. For some reason, most pads come with no instructions.
Absolutely. I agree. That's something, you know, you find when you buy those big, you know, pee pad bulk packs. A lot of the times it's just, it's almost like little kids' diapers. They're just in those plastic wrappers and there's no instructions, no tips or anything like that. So I definitely would recommend that as well. And I don't have any scientific evidence either, but somebody who's used a lot of pee pads with many different dogs, certainly some kind of an odor absorber. If you're gone, like especially if you live in the city and you're using the pee pads because you're gone long hours or your dog can't get in and out all the time, that is really beneficial if it's going to be sitting there for a little while before you get to clean it up.
Exactly.
And yeah, that I don't know what it is about the sticky, the adhesive ones, but we never really had trouble with our dogs like chewing them or playing tug of war. But for some reason, it's almost like it was a challenge for them. They would kind of scratch at it to see if they could get it off the floor.
Yeah.
But then when they flip it, when they do flip it over and the adhesive comes up, the adhesive is stuck to their paws and then they're pulling it.
Yeah.
And we don't like those kind either.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, I know we make pads, and some of them do have, like, sticky tabs if you choose to use them, but you don't have to use them. So, I mean, like, I tend to not take the adhesives off to use it, because it's, like, one of those ones that you peel off. But I understand that some people might want to, like, really help their dog figure out this is the thing that I go on without it moving whatsoever. So I get why, like, they're made with them.
Yeah, and I'm sure for people like older dogs, you know, the adhesive isn't as attractive as it is to younger dogs and puppies.
Exactly. So, like, for seniors, I think that's, like, a great thing to do.
For sure. And so speaking of the products that you make, Bark, one of the things I love about Bark, you guys are always finding, I think because you're dog people and you do so much with rescues and pet organizations, you guys have information kind of coming in from these different sources. So you always seem to cater your products to the needs of pet owners. It's almost like I see some of your products and I just think, where has this been? Why has no one else come up with this, you know? So you've done
Thank
something
you.
A little bit different with pee pads. So tell us a little bit about them.
So we have, our pee pads have a couple features. One is they actually put a pattern on the edges and on the back that is not terrible to look at. So it's not just like a plain color or just like this white square. It's kind of fun because, you know, teaching your dog to go to the bathroom, in my opinion, in a proper area, it's fun. It should always be fun, or it should at least not be stressful for them. We have two types. One is charcoal, one is regular. They all have anti-slip adhesive, are very absorbent, and have a no-leak barrier. The charcoal one especially I like because it really does seem to absorb and does have less odor. They also come in various sizes, obviously, like a lot of other pads do. And have a pheromone attractive, which is really nice, so that, like, the dogs are going to smell it more and hopefully go to the bathroom there because they're more attracted to that smell. The thing that I really like about ours is that it does have a training guide, which is something that I worked with that team to develop because, you know, when other people will come to me when I was, like, trying to convert them to fostering, and so then they would foster a dog for the first time and I would give them pads and they would be like, so do I put these in the bathroom? Do I put just one in the middle of the room? And I was like, oh, okay, I need to take you through how you do this. So I think that the fact that it does have, like, a little training guide and you can kind of, like, start marking when your dog goes down, I believe it comes with that. Because, like, when you're first house training a puppy, especially, really being able to mark how often your dog is going and being able to celebrate the wins is huge.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, speaking of those directions, it is funny that you mentioned that because I think a lot of people think pee pads, you know, it's so simple. It's got to be easy. You just sort of stick one down on the floor and show your dog where it is and he'll go pee on it. But it really is a little bit more challenging than that. And especially if you have a particularly stubborn dog, it can be something that's frustrating. And typically, when we get frustrated, our dogs can sense that they get stressed. You know, it's not a good combination. So, I think the fact that it comes with instructions, you can read them, get started off from the very beginning, right on the right foot, instead of realizing after, you know, a few days, hey, this isn't working. I'm not doing something right. I need to figure this out. You know, you don't have that time wasted. You can just get started and get going with the potty training, which is something that really is a huge frustration for most new pet parents.
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, I get frustrated sometimes when the fosters aren't even getting it. But so I can see like how like what if you just had this product and you're like, why isn't my dog getting it? And don't necessarily understand that just like, you know, your traditional house training, there are certain things that you have to do to shape your dog's behavior so that they'll start making that association.
Absolutely. And, you know, in any kind of dog training, getting stressed and getting frustrated, it's only going to make the situation worse. So, kudos to you guys. It's awesome that you put those instructions in there. And I agree. I prefer the charcoal. If you look at other products on the market that are for odor removal, a lot of air purifiers, things like that, even like the filters in fish tanks, a lot of cleaning products, purifying products use charcoal. Because it
Yeah, they
does
do.
work. I mean, it's proven to work to remove dirt, debris, odors, that kind of stuff. So having it in the pee pads and helping to absorb that odor, I think it does definitely help to reduce the smell.
Definitely. I would say so too.
And if you can share one last tip with pet parents that are trying to train, whether it's a puppy or an adult dog, what would that tip be?
And if you are pad training your dog or even house training your dog, hang in there. They will get it eventually. And make sure to celebrate the win. But if they have an accident, don't take it personally. And try not to punish them because that actually backfires. So just
Honestly, that's
patience.
the best advice. You know, have patience, be consistent. And, you know, like I mentioned, sometimes you'll get a puppy or an older dog and they just get it. It doesn't take very long. It's really easy. But that's few and far between. Most dogs, you know, are pretty average, but every once in a while you'll also get that stubborn dog and it takes a little longer and a little more patience, but they will get there.
Exactly. And then like I always say, they actually get it fairly quickly. I just am like, hey, so they got it like within X amount of time. How long did it take you to be potty trained?
Right?
I
That's
kind of look
right.
at it that way.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, it's different. I always tell people, it's different depending on the size of the dog. The smaller the dog, the smaller their bladder. You have to remember that when you first get a new puppy, you know, there's going to be a lot more accidents. And sometimes you just have to give them time to grow a little bit and get used to the training that you're doing. So it's just time and patience, and it'll all pan out after a while.
Definitely. Time, patience, and managing routine and like we always like to say, setting them up for success. Don't let them run around the house like willy-nilly. If you want them to go in a specific place and want to set them up in a routine that will do so, make sure that you're not just giving them run of the house because they will have an accident inevitably.
Yeah, that's a fantastic tip too. I think a lot of people don't realize, you know, setting them up for success is a good motto. One more time, I just have to give a big thank you to Lisa from Bark for being here. This is some wonderful information on pee pads, how you can use them, if they're right for your dog. I hope this helped you. Of course, if you have any questions, feel free to jump on our website, theoryofpets.com. You can leave your questions there. If you have a question that I haven't answered in a previous podcast and you're just dying to learn something, you have something going on with your dog and you really want to get some help or some guidance, you can also jump on our website and leave your topics that you'd like to hear, and I will definitely get to those and get some answers for you or find somebody who can give you some expert guidance on the issues that you're having. Thanks again for tuning in, guys. If you wouldn't mind, if you're listening on iTunes or Google Play Store, if you could just leave a quick review, that really helps when I'm reaching out to experts. I can show them that you guys really are out there listening and you appreciate the podcast and you want to hear some more. So thanks for tuning in. I will be back with another hot topic very soon.